Okay, Kuf Mem Tesama Beis, the bottom line. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. So we brought this pasuk of Eich Shabbas Nogeis Shabsa Madheva. So the Madheva was now annulled or ended. It ceased. So what does that refer to? Amar Rav, Shabsa Umazu, this nation, Bavel, has now ceased to have power. Shomer, that this nation kept saying, Medoid Rahavei. Keep measure out the money and keep and bring it. They kept demanding tribute from the nations. Because the Amri Shamra Ma'od Ma'od Havi Balomida, they said Madheba means many, many. You should bring without any measure. So this nation has the Nogeis, the one which is coming to. Demand, the one which is coming to request the money, is now Shavsa has ceased. Pasuk is in Yil, Urvu Yatira Husafta Li. So that he got something back. So after Nebuchadnezzar received the punishment that for 7 years he became like a behemoth. And when he came back, he was given back his Malchus. He was given back his Malchus. With something extra, Yatira Husafasli, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav Yirmiya Barava Malamet Shirochav Alari Zocher, Rekasha Tanin Beroshe. He was able to ride in a lion, and he put a on the head of the Ari. He was able to wrap around the snake, which acted like a crown around the head of the Ari. That for this period of time he was given that his dominion that the Bereshit gave him over the world, the Kul of the Chayas HaSodah. Okay, we're holding a Rashi and Kuf Mem Tesam Beis. I think. Rahon Rashi Shochol. It's about halfway down the page. And it says that they would measure out the monas. They would make a garolus on the portions, not of the kachem of that day, but not Shochol Shal kachem Shal Esma, of the kabonas of the previous day. Mar says, why should I think you should? It says Kimirive Koyin, like the kahanim are Christ was referred. Compared to the Kahanim, which are argumentative. Kahanim elu shehem ba'alim riva. So you see that they're ba'alim riva, and therefore, filo d'chol na'mi lishteru lehula hafiz b'yamtiv. We shall allow even the kibonos of the previous day, which have not been apportioned yet, we shall allow the act of making garolos on yamtiv in order to minimize the argument. Kehechad l'olelin, so they shouldn't fight. Okay, then Rabbi Yaakov, Barada Bas Yaakov said a person who causes somebody to be punished, he himself cannot stand in the within the inner sanctum of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Which is, how do you know? Kodesh Baruch Hu, so the Mor's first attempt is, the Mor Kodesh Baruch Hu said that who wants to go and convince Achav to go and to go up to fight and he'll be killed. Each malach says, "Bekoi ani afatena bekoi." Each one said, "I'll do it this way, that way," and the ruach of novice said, "He'll use shaker." So Mor says, "That's not a raya over there; it's because of shaker." So Mor says, "Well, it's from a different pasuk." Sabata kolon, but Nebuchadnezzar mishtoi, referring to Nebuchadnezzar, shahayu matol mishkav zocher ala malachim. He required all of the kings which he had subjugated to lie with him with mishkav zocher. Here's the Yom Shalit Tzidkiyo, and like the Mor says, when it came the term for Tzidkiyo, Nimshecha Arlosa Gimel Meis Ama. Vayno Sabata Kolon, that he was full of he was satiated with embarrassment rather than covet. And then it says that Tzidkiyo would also get. So because he caused the punishment to Nebuchadnezzar, he also Shisei Atoba Vehorel. So Sitkiyob is also going to get punished. Moore says, first of all, Chad Kulikro Benebuchadnezzar Ksim. Shaper Matzis the Ukme Kule Benebuchadnezzar. You can say the pastor referring to Nebuchadnezzar, not to Sitkiyob. So what does it mean, Atoa Vehorel? Vachakamar Shisei Gam Atoa. You also, Nebuchadnezzar, will also have to drink this embarrassment, this punishment. Like those that you embarrassed them. So now, we're touching the lesson of means you will become, I'm not sure exactly how Rashi is touching the lesson of the hay. In other words, so what's atov v'horel? So Rashi says horel. It's a verb. It's not a noun referring to the one who is an orel, but rather it's lashon of you will be mis orel, which Rashi says means v'hiskano. I'm not sure how v'hiskano means v'hiskano. Shasei atov, you will also have to go through this v'horel, and you will be embarrassed. The Gemara says a different pasuk. The Gemara says, "How do you know the word?" Then the Gemara goes, "How do you know the word that the lashon of chaloshim means karolus?" Shasha also loy. Look, come on, he can. The Gemara loy said tzadik. Shomer onosu. I'm sorry. And the also what's he supposed to do? Because he's the pasuk the Chazal referred to him as a tzadik. Punish a tzaddik loy toiv, tzaddik hamanish, tzaddik which causes punishment, loy toiv, it's not good. The kibun the eno toiv, harehu ra, and eno toiv is equivalent to eno ra, v'ksiv lo yigurcho ra, amal eno niklis b'mechitzase. We see a person will not enter into the sanctum of a Kadosh Baruch Hu when he causes punishment. Chelesh agoyim, b'nebuchanetzer ksiv, he would throw his lots on the nations. Sirim yirkadushom, it says that the shaden will dance there. Yirak tusham. Well, noshim and not men. Ubishvil habriyos mistalkim amazikim. When human beings come, the shaden leave. Nimsam avatul gzerisam eloch. So, by you going there, you're going against the Kadosh Baruch Hu's desire that the shaden should be there. Hamasibo. Of those which are sitting there, Melachim Shayim Mesuban Riyoshin Lufano. All of the kings which were there waiting to be chosen, his orla extended all around that. Gama then in Pasuk says about coming to the Kehanim. Gama Toch Chuleisa Kamaynu Eleinu Nimshalta. The Kadam Ksiv, the Ksiv Le'el Minei, it says, Sha'ol Mitachas Ragzal Lechom, Likras Boyacha. The Sha'ol, the netherworld, is jumping forth to greet you. Chalesa Kamayno Eleno Nimshalta, Lashem Memshala, you had dominion over us. And now, Na'omto, Sabra Tolios Menoyam Minachem, you think you're going to be more pleasant than the others? No way. Medoid, most measure out money with dinori zohav v'habe. Measure out money and dinorim and bring them. Revu yatira hisafasli. La'achar shahay yizayin shanim b'behema. He was for 7 years. He was an animal. Because of machusa, he came back to his dominion. Haymishabeach ken. He was boasting that he had given this extra portion. Umawa to sefesh shakosher tanin gadol nochash gadol barusha shalari kimin avser. Sorry, he used it like the reins. He used the snake like the reins over the ri. So he was able. He had this power over the ri and over the snake, this great snake. So that's great, such dominion. So the Mishnah, Lo Yisker Adam Poyalim B'Shabbos, a person cannot hire workers on Shabbos. So he can't, no transfer of money, just the idea of making the commitment, etc. You can't do that on Shabbos. You can't ask somebody else to hire workers for him. The Gemara's going to ask, that's obvious. Okay. A person can't go out to the edge of the tchum and say, I need to go travel Motzei Shabbos immediately to go get workers, so I'm going to do that now. So the person can't do that. The person can't go to the end of the tchum to prepare himself to immediately after Shabbos go out, because that's a form of hachana, to do something which you can't do on Shabbos. Ulahavi Paris, he can't also be machshachal tchum to go and bring in, go out to the fields and bring in fruits. Amamashachu lishmor, he would be allowed to go to the edge of the tchum on Shabbos without that saying so, for the purpose of going out to his fields to check them, because Meikra, then you'd be allowed to check them on Shabbos. And then once he's there, well, maybe Paris be other, and he's allowed, we say he cannot bring Paris back. That wasn't his intention. He's allowed to do that. Kol Amar Abashal, Kol Shani Zakai Be'amir Nosoi, Rashai Ni Lahak Shekholov. Anything which I'm allowed to mention, I'm allowed to be Machshech for. Zagrashi. Well, he's got in Poland. Let's see, but Mimso Chefsecha, you cannot be involved in your personal needs. Well, Yomer Lechaberoi, the more part of Pshit, the more I ask, obviously, if I can't do it myself, I can't ask somebody else to do it for me either. We came into who? Osir. So Chereinami Osir, if he's Osir, so his friend is also Osir to do it. Doha Yisrael, who is his Yisrael. Moshocha, Ever Mishum, Lithni, Belisit, the Mechshol. So asking him to do something which he can't do, you're making him do it, at least is, you're asking him to do an Aveir. So obviously you can't do that. Ema Sheikh Mal Tchum, Lekar Batsum, Vishabbos, Atzeba Tchum, he wants to go on Shabbos all the way to the edge of the Tchum. Well, Hakshik Shem, and let it get dark there. There is till the end of the day. Shehei Korev L'mokim HaParlim, to be near, that much closer to where the workers are, or the Pardis, or to where the orchard is, L'havi Paris, to bring back the Paris. Cholav Rishah Osir La'asayisir B'Shabbos, Osir La'Hakshik Cholav. If you can't do it on Shabbos, so you can't prepare on Shabbos to go to the Tchum to be able to do it on Shabbos. He's allowed to go to the end of the tum to be ready to go lishmer peirosev to watch over his orchard. Was that the ramotzer b'shabbos lishmer peirosev im hayu b'sech tumay? That the act of shmira is not something which is batshem b'zoser. If had it been in the tum, you could do that. So getting ready to go out to the edge of the tum to be able to do that is not called a problem. And once he, maybe Paris be other, however, Iker Machshav to Lohayel Lekach, if his main intention wasn't to bring in the Paris, it was Shmira, so once he's there already, we do not say he cannot bring Paris, he's allowed to bring Paris. Kal Amar Abba Shal. Notice that Hoyaklau, the Dabrazet, he gave a general rule. Rashi says the purpose of the general rule is the Hosev Dvar Macherim Kiyotze, by to give it, in order to generalize it, to add more halachas. But when coming before us, let's say, the Gemara is going to explain what exactly you're adding. I can tell somebody else. Or Nanju, the Shabbos. Lasos, the Motzei Shabbos. If I can ask them on Shabbos to do it after Shabbos. If I can ask somebody to do it. I don't live in that area, so I can't get there. I can ask somebody else who lives there to go do it for me. So I can myself can be machshich the edge of the tchum for that purpose. Okay, so the Mora's first problem is I can't hire workers. I can't ask somebody else to hire them. So that's obvious. So the Mora says ma'ishnahu ma'ishnachav eroy. What is the difference between him and his friend? Obviously, if he can't do it, he can't ask somebody else to do it either. Amar Papa chaver nochri. Over here, it's referring to a non-Jew. They're telling you that not only can you not do it yourself, you can't ask a non-Jew to do it for you. So, Maskala Rav Ashi, Amir Lenoch Rishus. So, we know that already, that you can't ask a goy to do things for you. Like we said, like Rashi says, where do we have it in the Mishnah before? The goy comes to put out the fire, you can't allow them to put out the fire, because you can't have a goy do something for you. So, we know that already. So that wouldn't be a chiddush. Ala Amar Rav Ashi, I feel a tema chaver Yisrael. It's talking about a Jew. So what's a chiddush? Hakamashmalan, that not so much that you can't do X, but that it's that only X is a problem, but you can be dyed that something else is not a problem. Lo yamra adam lechaverish tcharli parlim. You can't ask somebody to hire workers for you. Avol, what you could do is armor adam lechaveroi hanira shataman imi leeriv. Is it possible that you can meet me tonight? So even though my intention is for the purpose of hiring him, and he knows that, and I know that, but since I did not express that, that's permitted. So there's machlokes in the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha whether you could say this, and our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha that you may say this. We pass like Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha that's mutter, and that actually is the halacha. My time at Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha. So what's like? Why does he hold its mutter? And we darshan diber oser, hearer is mutter. So he holds this goes under the category of hearer because you do not. We know what you're thinking, but you're not expressing that, and therefore it's going to be mutter.
Rabbi Le Rav Acha bar Rav Huna le Rava.
So Rav Acha bar Rav Huna asked the stira to Rava. Miyam Rabbi Yechonon Dibur also here mutter. How could Rabbi Yechonon say that here is just being mahara something, thinking about it is permitted? Alma he holds here Rav Kedibur Dami, that here is not the equivalent of Dibur, of speaking. We have a stira because Omer Rabbi bar Rav Huna, Omer Rabbi Yechonon. So we see that hearer is prohibited in these places. The Beis America is the Beis Akise, which means hearer is significant. Some more answers. Shani Hosum, Lichsiv, Vahyamachanecha, Kodesh, Veleka. So that the Torah has to be in such a place where there is Kedusha. You have to attain the machana of being Kaddish. And the reason why you have to attain the machana of being Kaddish and being clean and pure is because at any given moment, the person is possibly thinking about learning and therefore it's going to be prohibited.
I don't understand the question. In other words, so fine, here is Chashiv, but Yishuv and Karcha's point was it's not Dibor.
Pasha is the more. Yes, it's a good question. Pasha is the more assuming that the ikur of learning Torah is dibur. The mitzvah of Torah is through dibur. Shinantim levanach has to be through dibur. So you tell me that's a problem. It means that we're considering hearer is significant as dibur. Samura says that. Which the Mori hasn't really refuted that 100%, and that's part of the Machloikis, the person of Mekayim Talmud Torah through hearer. Machaber seems to say no, the Vilna Gaon says yes. So where's the Mori standing when the Mori's comeback? Hachan, the Mori says, so what does the Mori mean? So, but Hoyim HaChanech HaKadosh, it doesn't mention specifically the Lashon of Dibur. It says that there has to be total Kedusha in the place where you're dwelling because of any moment of... it seems to me that Rashi has the gears a little bit... not HaChanami Ksiv, but HaChanech Ksiv, Lo Re'ebucha Erbas Dover. So what does it mean? But Mashem Shabbos, it says V'daber Dover. So it's Lashon Dibur. The verse says Hachanami Haksiv. But over there, I'm sorry, Russia, I got it wrong. Hachanami Ksiv. That over there also it says Lashon of Dover. It says V'lo Yer Evochay Erbas Dover. so that there's an Isser is specifically limited to the same Pasuk, to Lashon of Dover, of Dibur. Tamar says, no, Ahum, be boiling the Chud of Yehuda, Damar of Yehuda, Akam Orum is also Likris Kriyashma Kenegdoi. You can't say Kriyashma Kenegad Erva. Zamora says, my area Akam, I feel like Yisrael now. I mean, why are you specifically talking about an Erva of a non-Jew? The Erva of a Jew is also. Zamora says, no, you're right, that's true. The reason why I chose Akum was to tell you a Kiddush. Let me boy come. Let me boy Yisrael the Osir. Obviously, the Erva of Yisrael is Osir. Aba Akum, Kiman Lexi Bey, Asher Besar, Chamor Besorom. So they're equated to that of the Erva of a Behema, maybe. Because the Eres Behema does not prohibit you from saying Shema. Kamash Malon, that it's us. The Mor says, Ema Hachanami. So maybe, yeah. Maybe it should be precluded, excluded. The Mor says, no. Amar Kuroa, it says by Noach, who was not a Jew. Revas Avihem, Le Ra'u. So you see that the Erva is of Noach is referred to as an Erva, so that's going to be us. Okay, so it comes to, when it comes to Erva, when it comes to hearer, hearer is also, when it comes to Kedusha, also the element of Tzoya, of Kedusha, there's a, here, even here is problematic. Like we said, base America, it's a basic kisei, it's problematic. And when it comes to, there's an isser of that there can't be, you cannot say Torah keneged erva. In other words, in Hanami, here will be mutter over there. Where it says, but Dibur Miyosir, is Dibur problematic on Shabbos? Well, Rav Chista, Rav Humnuna, Omri, Dermit Tavayel, Cheshvan HaShem Mitzvah, is Mutu L'Chashem B'Shabbos. Vom Rabbi Elazar, Poiskim Tzakal Aniyim B'Shabbos, you're allowed to discuss these needs on Shabbos. You're allowed to make calculations for mitzvah purposes. You can designate amounts of money for tzaniyim. V'omer Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, omer Rabbi Yochanan, b'fachin pikuach nefesh, b'pikuach rabim b'shabbos. You can oversee situations of pikuach nefesh, or pikuach the rabim needs of the tzibur, which you need to interact with the government. Rashi says, v'holchem l'bot tekenesius, l'fakech al iskei rabim b'shabbos. You can go to the places where they gather to oversee the needs of the Rav Shabbos. So, Rav Shulman Achmeni, Amar Birchon, Holchem LaTartiyos, Karkasos, LaBasilkos, Vakeh Liskei Rabin B'Shabbos. You can go to their meeting places where the government would meet to make sure that the needs of the Jews are taken care of on Shabbos. V'Tanavrei Menashe, Meshatim Olatinokas, Leoris B'Shabbos. You can make arrangements for the girls to get engaged. Valentinok, Lulam Safer, Lulam
Tinokos.
What?
It's like Tinokos.
The girls, as,
yeah. Well, as opposed to the Naros, Bachuros.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Well, everybody was married by then, so it wasn't okay. Valentinok, Lulam the Safer, Lulam the Umnus. You can make arrangements for a child to be taught, or to be taught a business, taught a craft, I'm sorry. So the Tosfos explains the Moros Kasha is that if Dibur would be Osir, they wouldn't be logical that Chazal would come along and say that Shal Mitzvah is Mutter. If Dibur is Batsim, something which is Osir min HaTorah to do on Shabbos. So the Moros answers, you're right. But Amar Kroa, Mimso Chefzucha Badaber Dover, Chafatecha Osir Mechefze Shemayim Mutar, the Pasuk, which is the source of the Isir, itself indicates that when it comes to Chefse Shemayim, it's Mutter. Okay. Sirachi. Maishno. Pshita, what's between him and somebody else? The Kivan, the Omer, lo Yisker, if you can't not hire yourself, who then lo Yerman lo Chaveret? You can't ask somebody else to do it. Lo Yisrael, who come on, so he's also a Jew. But lo Motzi lo Igrino, he can't hire either. So more answers, a non Jew. The Mor says, no, Mir lo Chishus, Kvar Sosim Rebbe, lo Mastis, and Rebbe already said in the Mishnah, no Chishu bo lo Chabes, ain't Erman lo Kabed, you can't tell him to extinguish. Because you can't tell a Jew, non Jew to do work for you on Shabbos. The Mishnah is coming to tell you that to specify that this specifically the lelemi, you can't say this. I was told a short little member, but there's something else which is permitted to say, which is if you say it explicitly, it's a problem. If you don't say it explicitly, it's not a problem. Hanira achshav nira, does it seem to you now? Im tam and imi le'er, you'd have time to come see me tonight. Can you come to me when it gets dark? They both know that he's just indicating he wants to hire him. Since he doesn't say it explicitly, it's still shari, it's still mutter. Can Mefarish time to come on? Dibra also here mutter. You didn't say, you just thought, and here is mutter. Except for the base of Merchatz and the base of Kisa. Some answers. Why Machan Efek Kaddish? Well, Ksiv Bei Dover didn't say deeper. Elam Mokem Chaniyoscha Tehei BeKedusha. Where you are has to be a holy place. But time and Mishum, and we assume the reason is because the Israel Maharin told me that the Ritzar Kaisel is constantly thinking about their learning. It says Eves Dover Alma Loi Oser Lei Elam B'Shas Deeper. It's only Oser when you say it. Ahum LeKid Rav Yehuda. Klar Melo Elam Why Machan Efek Kaddish Mishum Hira Tera Filu Ein Deeper. There's an Isser. Here is also problematic. That's referring to something else. Totally. What is that? The osur b'shas hadibur, v'loy b'shas hira. There's something else which is so the inyan of the tsoya etc., which is required in the machane. That's even a problem in here. There's something else which is only limited to dibur. Gagarin Listaka Be'erban. That's the issue of Histaka Be'erayas. That the Pasuk did not prohibit B'shas that there's Erva. Here, the Teres Mutter B'shas that there's Erva. Dibra is also. Akam Orem, Kolshkin Yisrael, Kedavarsha Ozel. You can't say Shema, cannot say Teres Neged Erva. Some more says the Kiddush is a goy. I think maybe the Emes Shabbat Domi Shemimot. The Kibehema Ba'almahu, we consider his erba like not significant. We see them in the pasuk by erba to be an alma of erba he beben noach. We see the case by Noah, it's called erba. The Dibra Miyasev Omer of Chista Mohalhani Dibrahu. Even though for the purpose of a mitzvah, but they're Dibra, and if we're assuming Dibra is behechlet aser. It wouldn't be logical that mitzvah should be mutter. Kol nevesh b'dabar sheyesh bo sakana, someone which has a danger. Pikuach is dikum b'mund, means you're overseeing something. Pikuach the rabbin, pikuach the rashus, for the, I think it means for the government. Roshon rashus for the government. Tartiyos rekarkasos basilkos, many paltim hem, different types of palaces. Shesham nesu the base of other where they would gather. You can do it lalam to umnis. Tonami mitzvahi. The kol shenam alam to umnis malam to listus. So why is arranging for him to have a craft considered a mitzvah? Because if you don't teach a person a craft, he by default will have to go and steal from others. A mitzvah yafinan mikra, mikdushan pisha niktis. The more learns it out, that's called a mitzvah, to teach your child that responsibility. Okay.
I mean, are these things like teaching a craft? I mean, is that only if like it's necessary to do on a Shabbos, or it's like luchatchila? It's okay.
I don't know. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, back on the Gemara, three lines on the bottom. Chesbonus shel molach v'shel mabekach mutar l'chashav b'Shabbos. Okay. So Rashi says over here, lashon melech, over here means lashon of being your nimlach, but somebody you ask person for an eitzah. So we're discussing the, you're making, it's a cheshbon, you're talking about, you know, how something should be, etc., but it's not significant. I think you should have built a house like that. Okay, yeah, but it's too late anyway. Stop talk. So those type of things, Rashi has to give us a lashon of ma, or maloch. Maloch and mabakach. I'm not sure if anything maloch and mabakach is, like, why isn't the gate to you, or what is it worth anyway? So those are not prohibited. So, I mean, there's stam talk, so you shouldn't spend your time on it, but it's not the iser of chafetzecha asurim. It's not chafotzim. Tanya mihachi, cheshbonos sha'avru. Cheshbonos of things which were, mishasirin liyos asur l'chashvan, things, arrangements which were, I guess it sounds like, which are still some significance, or which are going to be, those are prohibited. It shall, this lashon of maloch, or v'shal mavikach, mutar l'chashvan. So those are, that they're not significant anymore. Ramin, I'll ask you a stira. Cheshbon cheshbonos she'enen tzrichim, v'en mechashon cheshbonos she'tzrichim b'Shabbos. So you can discuss things which are not necessary. You can't discuss things which are necessary. Ketza. Amarim l'chavera. Kach v'kach perlim v'tesi al sadosu. You know, I had five workers working in this field. Kach v'kach dinorin v'tesi al dirizu. I spent this much money for this house. So you ought to say that. You can't say this is what I spent and this is what I'm going to spend. So you see from this second braisa that what I spent is mutter. I just can't discuss what I'm going to do. And the first braisa said cheshbonos she'avru are aser.
Right. So, kach v'kach hotzeisi is so that's the future.
That's the past, right?
But I thought we said the past was okay.
Well, the first the price we said she'avru she'sin liyaser aser, lashon of maloch and mabakach are not. But it said she'avru is aser. So more says 1 second. The tameh kosha l'cha he gufa. So just b'chal, just if you the price. The first brisa says she'avru is also. Then it says maloch amabekach is mutter, which means like it's not the gay anymore. So it's mutter. So it's steer in the brisa itself. Eloha deika agra dagira gabe. Hadaleka agra dagira gabe. One was the case he still owes the money, and he has to pay it, and he's talking about how he's going to have to pay it. So he's discussing something which is relevant now. One is something which is totally irrelevant, and that's mutter.
So, what about? I mean, business matters that have already taken place, right? So,
and if it's totally relevant, mikra din mutter.
So yeah, I mean, so if you were to read a business section of the newspaper on Shabbos, for instance, it's something that like it doesn't affect you.
Well. Reading, you have a problem with shtar hidyotzis. You know, the chazal asked the prophet, once you're reading about that, you'll start checking through your documents. So you're reading about business, so that all goes in the gzera of Shema Yikruv shtar hidyotzis.
Okay, now if it was a book? You know, a book that, you know, let's say about the financial crisis, or something like that.
Partially, they all go into that. They all go into that. The gzera of, you know, the ksav under the diukin is a problem. Gzera shem yikruv shtar hidyotzis. It's hard to say that these things are better than that. But mitzad it was the issur of talking about business in a chanami. It's not called talking about business. That's all it here.